Devin, how pleased were you with the energy with which you guys came out and started both halves really defensively tonight?
That's big. You know, we talked about getting off to an early start, you know, playing well early, and that's big when we can do that. Just getting the ball back to the offense, going three and outs, or, you know, that we let up a big play early in the game. But just getting back, you know, holding them, making them kick a field goal, that's big for us. So actually blocking the field goal with Shea. So we just got to keep doing that. You know, as we get later in the season, we're going to be in tough games. Guys are going to make plays. We got to just continue to be resilient.
Devin, when it comes to giving up yards, no defense is better than Baltimore. But when it comes to giving up points, no defense is better than the Patriots. Which is more important?
Well, points win the game. But, you know, it's a part of playing defense. You know, I kind of, you get in games like this, you can throw away all those stats. They don't matter. You got two tough teams, two teams that are used to playing in big games, two teams that are used to playing each other in those big games. We know them well. They know us well. It's just a battle of, you know, who makes a play in different key situations. And you saw it tonight. We got off to a great start, take an early lead. You know, they're able to make some plays. Scores, I think it was 17 straight points to get back in the game and make it tough. And it's just a battle. So, you know, the stats don't really matter. You get in games like this.
Devin, is it a big step forward for the defense besides those two short field touchdowns? You guys held them to three field goals.
Yeah, we got to keep doing that. We've talked about improving all year, and we're in December now, and obviously we still got some things to work on. You know, like you said, the short field. If we could just get them to kick field goals in that situation, you know, that's big for us in the red area. But we're just coming together, and I think it all starts on the practice field each week. Guys are putting in a ton of work. We have guys understanding their role. We're getting to play together week after week now, and, you know, it's no letting up right now, though. We just got to keep pushing forward, keep trying to get better at the little things. And, you know, this time of year, it comes down to probably one or two plays in these big games, and we just got to try to make those.
Devin, you know, you guys had come into the game playing, it seemed like, better on defense, 49ers, Jets, and Rams. Those were teams that had losing records. This was a team that winning record coming off a game that scored 38 points. I'm curious, does that lead to more confidence among defensive players to turn in a game like this as the competition level seemingly was increased?
Yeah, I think, you know, but the true confidence comes from how we prepare. Obviously, still got to go do it, you know, on game night, but you know, we just got to keep preparing the way we've been preparing. We know right now what the key is for us to win games, and we got to keep doing that defensively and really as a team. I think, you know, as you battle through the season, you're finding yourself, and when you do, you understand, you know, we're a blue-collar defense. We got to come to work. We got to study the film. We got to watch during the week together. We got to be able to communicate on the field, talk about everything. Guys playing multiple positions, multiple roles, doing different things. We got to keep doing that each week. And the more we understand our opponent going into the game, the better we play. And I think we've been working at it all year. And, you know, it's just continuous work. Like I said earlier, we can't let our foot off the gas right now. Just because we've had a couple good games, it's not going to get easier throughout this season.
Just to follow up, I want to ask you about Cyrus. I mean, obviously having some struggles, you're a captain. You're right next to him in the locker room. What can you guys do to, you know, sort of keep his head up, you know, as his struggle sort of with the punt returns continue?
Just keep on him. Keep telling him, keep out coming out here playing. You know, I'm not new to struggles. I had struggles throughout my career here, and you just got to keep playing. It's football. We have a tough football team. We have a lot of guys in that locker room that care about each other, great leadership. That's what helped me through, to just keep playing. When I had some struggles throughout my career, and he's a very talented player. He's young. You know, he's a rookie. You're going to have some bad plays out there. You just got to keep playing. We'll continue to count on him, keep making sure his confidence stays high, and I have no doubt that he's going to rebound and keep playing for us and keep playing well for us.
The defense scored first tonight. Is that kind of like a feather in your cap or a little bit more confidence for the defense going into a game like tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's big just to get some points on the board. It's weird. We haven't scored a touchdown on defense, but we have three safeties, which I don't think happens too often in a season. But, you know, we just got to keep doing that. I think with our offense, anytime we put points on the board as a defense, that's just an added bonus because we know what they can do offensively, and we can chime in there and help out a little bit. I'm sure they'll take the points and keep trying to add on to it.
Devin, from the outside, it felt like a playoff game. The Ravens, Patriots, they've come here, won a couple times. They're tough. Number one defense. Monday night, was it a playoff game in your mind? Did it feel like?
Definitely that type of atmosphere. I mean, we went out there on the first possession. That we went out there defensively. The stadium was rocking. It was loud. We're screaming to try to make checks. I feel like I lost my voice. So you love that, though. This is that time of year where every game matters. Everybody's playing for something. We just got to keep it rolling. You know, whether you want to call it a playoff game, must wins, any of that stuff. Once you get into December and, you know, towards the end of December, every game is very important. You know, there's no really – it's not as much rebounding, trying to fix things. You want to try to play your best ball each time you go out there and play.
Final question?
You mentioned the crowd early, and I'm curious, just as a player, did you feel that it was a special – sort of crowd in terms of the energy they provided you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we love that. You know, we know it's tough. You know, our crowd's tough on us at times when we don't do well. But, you know, I think anytime we get that type of energy in the stadium, and opponents have to deal with that offensively, and we can start off the game playing well on defense, it just seems like it builds, the momentum builds. You know, the team plays well, the crowd's into the game. So that's the advantages you want playing at home. And when we get that on a night like tonight, Monday night, it's huge for us, and we really appreciate it. We love when the fans come out. They got work tomorrow, so coming out here staying all night was big. Thank you. Thanks, man.